AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. The Justice Department says injured Capitol police officers and Democratic lawmakers can sue Donald Trump over the Capitol insurrection. Sagar Magani explains.
In a court brief, the department writes a president does have broad legal latitude for communicating with the public, but no part of a president's official responsibilities include inciting imminent private violence. The brief is part of a federal court case testing the limits of executive power. A federal judge last year rejected Trump's efforts to throw out civil lawsuits by lawmakers and two Capitol officers, saying Trump's words during a pre-riot rally were likely words of incitement. The Justice Department brief has no bearing on a separate criminal probe into whether Trump can be charged over his bid to undo the 2020 election results. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House Ethics Committee is launching an investigation into Congressman George Santos. The New York Republican has drawn scrutiny for lies and embellishments about his resume and personal life. The bipartisan leaders of the panel say the vote for a probe was unanimous. The Kremlin is accusing Ukrainian saboteurs of crossing into Western Russia and firing on villagers. Ukraine denies the claim and warns Moscow could use the allegations to justify stepping up attacks. Meantime, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke briefly with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at a G20 meeting in New Delhi. Blinken says he delivered a familiar message.
End this war of aggression. Engage in meaningful diplomacy that can produce a just and durable peace.
Economic news: claims for unemployment benefits fell last week, mortgage rates hit a three-month high, and stocks closed higher on Wall Street. The Dow up 1%, 341 points. The S&P 0.8, the NASDAQ 0.7. This is AP News. A woman of influence to the Obama campaign is retiring.
Remember that Obama campaign chant?
Are you fired up? Are you fired up?
Well, the woman credited with popularizing it, Greenwood, South Carolina County Council member Edith Childs, is retiring after 24 years. In a video by the Obama Foundation, former President Barack Obama recalls that early in his campaign in 2007, he wasn't doing that well. Then Edith Childs began chanting, fired up, ready to go, and it lifted his spirits. Childs said the chant just came naturally.
One of my friends kind of prompted me to sing the chant song that I do many times for many. And it was fired up, ready to go.
Child says the chant was used decades ago during NAACP voter drives. She says it reminded participants to be prepared for whatever confronts you. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.